let's move on to 1250 then, please.
Pay claim of Jennifer Castro in the sum of $13,000 involving the Police Bureau.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Becky Chow. I'm with Risk Management in the Bureau of Internal Business Services. This ordinance will approve a settlement that we've tentatively reached with Jennifer Castro and her attorney. They brought a lawsuit regarding an incident on May 3rd, 2015. Ms. Castro called 911 regarding an argument with her estranged husband, and he had come to her home in her car or their car returning their child. After a visitation, the police came, and the dispute is over whether the police ordered her to give him a ride home, which they say they did not, or whether she volunteered to give him a ride home. On the way home, this man assaulted her, and so she brought a claim against the city for negligence. And we recommend that we settle the lawsuit for
$13,000. 13, right, yes. Okay, questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Come on up.
Mayor Hales, Commissioners, I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and I do appreciate that the city attorney read the details of what happened into the record. That doesn't always happen with these settlements. I mean, that wasn't the city attorney, I'm sorry, the person from the risk management office. Yes, this is a negligence claim, and the police advised, apparently, what she says, her to drive her estranged husband somewhere after she called for help, and then the ex-husband assaulted her after the police left. It's a terrible story. One of the things that's notable is it sort of speaks to the ongoing problem of police inaction. We run an incident report line at Portland Cop Watch where we've been getting a lot more calls about that kind of inaction. And, you know, yes, there's discretion for officers, but especially after the national election, you kind of need to look at that gender parity training we've been talking about giving to the police for all these years, that maybe they disregarded her concerns because she's a woman. It also should state that the IPR has said that there's been an increase in this officer inaction complaint coming to them over the last several years. And, you know, you have to examine whether that's related to the DOJ agreement being in town and the officers having this alleged low morale, or is it related to the so-called lack of officers that the PPA contract is supposedly fixing? On that note, you only have 2 days to rescind your vote on that contract. I'm not sure why the doors were locked this morning when I came in, but if people wanted to come speak to you, you should really consider, since you suspend the rules so often to do what you want, consider suspending the rules and allow 10, 20, 30 minutes of communications to help make sure people feel heard by their government. So I'd like you to think about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, then, this is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Aye.
Fish? Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.